Hi everyone, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett. On today's episode of the Mayor's Table, we're talking to two members of our Community Relations Commission. We're going to be discussing civility first, how to be a great ambassador for your community, community conversations that may be coming up in future forums, and why you need to be part of the CRC Commission. Hi everyone, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Mayor's Table. We're rolling into fall of 2022. It's a great time of year to talk about community relations. And with us today, we have two members of our Community Relations Commission. And I want to introduce Sherry Floyd, who's our chairperson of the commission. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, I'm Sherry Floyd. I'm the chair for the Community Relations Commission.
Great to have you here. And then with us also is Hema Degala.
Hello.
How are you, Hema?
Good, good.
Both of you currently serve on the CRC, as we call it in short, Community Relations Commission. And so let me just begin by saying thank you for your service and willing to volunteer and serve in that role. Community Relations Commission has been a part of the commissions here at the City of Farmington for quite a while. Sherry, how long have we been meeting? And we'll talk a little bit about the history and where we're going.
Well, and the Community Relations Commission was established under Mayor Stanley in 2008, and we had our first meeting in 2007, and we had our first meeting in 2008.
And it was created for a very specific purpose. It was very important to Mayor Stanley at that time to make sure that we had a component here in the city that was dealing with promoting positive human relationships. And as a community that's as diverse as we are, I think it's important that we keep those things in mind, and especially when we're dealing with commerce. You know, our area is a big retail hub, business hub, so we get a lot of activity from people all around the Four Corners area who come to this community. Mm-hmm. And I know Mayor Stanley was very convicted that we wanted to put something in place that made sure that we were talking about the way that we wanted businesses to run, the way we wanted to treat other people who come from the outside, those who live within the community as well. But that Community Relations Commission kind of played an intermediary role in situations where maybe somebody didn't feel like they were treated well. But things have changed since that time, and these are positive things. In my experience with the Community Relations Commission, we've had very few of those types of complaints come to the commission where somebody felt like they were discriminated against inside of a business. And so we've kind of shifted, and we're kind of doing some strategic planning now on where this commission's going to go. And I thought today would be a great opportunity to talk about those things, as well as the Civility First campaign.
Absolutely, yeah. So with the commission, we have 10 Civility First traits. And as we are coming into the holiday season, we thought that we would discuss some of them, especially. Just like the holidays themselves, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas that we're coming into, just showing kindness and compassion as we step outside, do more shopping, get busy, you know, as well as tolerance and respect to each other, you know.
Absolutely. And I think what I'm seeing more of now, especially over kind of the past few months, is more people are getting out. And mm-hmm. the events that we're having around town, there's a lot more attendees. And so I'm hopeful in that we're getting more familiar with one another again. You know, we were in this bubble. I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not.
Absolutely.
But there was a period of time where we were told to stay home. And I think we've got built into these bubbles of familiarity just with ourselves. And our interactions with the daily world were really just on an interface of the Internet. The Internet interface.
Yes.
This wild space that we all play on now. So getting back to how we... those interpersonal relationships and treating people with respect. Taking the time to make sure that you're being sincere in your conversations with one another, that you're being civil in how we deal with each other on a daily basis. I think those are really critical.
Mm-hmm. And it is, and you know, and especially during the holidays too, is to be very compassionate towards people. Because as you were saying, you know, we were in a bubble for so long. Now as people are coming out and into the community, sometimes it can be a little bit difficult for people. So if we, you know, if we are compassionate and even just smiling at somebody and saying hi could change somebody's day. So, I mean, those are important to show your kindness and respect to people as you're out.
And I always believe that, you know, having spent a long career in customer service, that I always have an opportunity to make somebody's day. Whether I'm holding a door for somebody, whether I'm saying good morning to someone, or I'm waving at somebody on the street, like there's always that component where I'm trying to connect and make somebody feel good about being them, whatever, to whatever degree that my actions may come off that way, but I want it to be a positive interaction with them. I saw a customer service presentation. It was actually here that the Chamber of Commerce had put on, and this guy had used this idea that, you know, my immediate area around me, I'm like a boat in a bay, you know, and I'm sitting in this bay, and every boat that comes into this bay, I have a responsibility to try and connect with and say hello to, or you know, help them identify what it is they're looking for, where they need to go. And as somebody who believes that each of us are an ambassador for this community, and we all play an important role in setting the tone for each and every day, I think those things are really important.
They are, and you know, and we want people as citizens, you know, whenever people are coming from out of town and shopping and visiting, we want to show them what a great community we are and how helpful and generous and polite. I think that we want everybody to feel welcome and know what a great community San Juan County is.
Regardless of anything else, we're all human beings. Mm-hmm. We all bleed the same color of blood. And I think that's an idea that, you know, I'm a big believer in the color blindness and the way that we treat one another. And I know that we live in a world right now that's very, I don't know, it's very hypersensitive in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. But when we get down to it, it's me and you. Mm-hmm. It's us.
And I think it's mainly because of the fear that people have or doubt that people have. And I think when people come out and actually relate to each other, find out about each other, I think it makes a big difference, you know, and you're like, you're not as scary as I thought you were.
And you find out how many things you actually have in common with each other.
Absolutely.
If you just take the time to get to know people and to visit with them, and you know, and you find out that a lot of people are going through the same things you are, trying to get out in the community, you know, after we have been in our little bubble.
Sure.
And the stresses of that.
And I know for myself, the bubble was, you know, with COVID and the bubble. So it was in November 2020 that the mayor and I had the discussion. I wanted to volunteer to be part of the CRC because I felt like I had stopped kind of volunteering. I was in my bubble and I really wanted to get out there and see how I can help. And the CRC commission itself intrigued me. There were several that I could have volunteered at, and
sure,
you encouraged me at the time to look at some others too if I was interested. And the Community Relations Commission really spoke to me, I would say. And so it's been 2+ years at this time that, you know, that I've been on the commission. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Sherry, how long have you served?
I've been here since 2016.
Have you seen things change within the community during that time that you've been in service on that commission?
I feel like, you know, post-COVID, well, you know, we had pre-COVID, people were more active, there was more things to do, people were volunteering more, getting out in the community. And I know, you know, during COVID, we were in our bubble, as you say, and then now we're trying to get out and we're getting going again, and we're going to see, you know, what difference we can make in the community and how we can relate and get people active and, I guess,
do more outreach and maybe some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we're hoping to do, because yeah, it has been a little slow, but we do want to get out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think for your commission too, I think the CRC, I think for a whole year, I don't know if we had any meetings, and then we were trying to have them virtual, which was difficult in and of itself. And right now we actually have a couple positions open on the commission. So this is kind of a timely thing, and for individuals who may be looking for a volunteer opportunity, as Hema was, you can go to the City of Farmington's website, that's fmtn.org, and you go to community, and then there's a Community Relations Commission tab in and of itself, and you can go there and it talks about the commission, the history, what we do, and we're going to do some upgrades to that, because one of the areas that I want us to get focused on is promoting the positive things, catching people doing things right. And I think your commission plays an important role, or can play an important role, for individuals to celebrate when they see, you know, a business, somebody working in a business who's always going above and beyond to give positive service, or a situation that occurs in the community where they recognize somebody went above and beyond to give service, or maybe it's somebody who's served for a very long period of time. You know, recently we had Opal Cole that we gave a Mayor Citizenship Award to for her long service within the role of the services group. And everything that she has done there, So it's there's opportunities for us to recognize our own community members anytime, and I think the Community Relations Commission might be a good place to do that.
I think so. And currently, if you want to nominate somebody for the Mayor's Good Citizens Award, you can go to you can send an email to the mayor at fmn.org. But hopefully we'll be able to get on the website where you'll just be able to go in there and click
like a little
and
form.
Submit.
I think we could do a little form on there.
Yeah, just a form so that because we want to hear what people are doing good in the community. It's always good to support whenever people are doing good. And like you were saying, you know, Opal, she's worked there for many, many years. Yeah. I mean, we want to hear good things in the community.
We're so hypervigilant sometimes to point out things that we think are wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
I saw this thing the other day and it made me upset. I went to this restaurant. I didn't like what they served. And we always want to blast those things out, which really, I mean, I've come to the point where I'm like, we shouldn't be doing that at all. You know, if you've got a problem with the business, you should probably call the business and talk to that person and let them know your experience there. You don't need to tell, you know, the 100 people that are following you that, you know, of that situation, although to each his own, but that's my opinion. I would much rather see you post, hey, you know what I saw today? I saw this positive thing happen, and I think this is an important part to share because this is the kind of community that I want to live in. And by the way, I get those types of feedback a lot.
Sure. And what did I do,
you know,
to make someone's day happy, you know?
Right.
Did I think of someone else? And did I do something good versus always looking on the outside to see what each one did wrong? Because I have a responsibility as a citizen of this community, you know?
That's a really good point.
It is very good.
I mean, there's all these people out there talking about how do we bring people back together and how can we make a positive influence, but it starts with us. And you have to make a positive choice. You have to start the day in that with that right attitude before you can, in my mind, go out and expect everybody else to act the way that you want them to act, right? What am I doing and how am I making a difference that's positive that can be reflective of the community that surrounds me? And it really is just a conscientious decision. There's lots of tools that you can use out there, but you know, again, I'll relate back to my retail days. You know, we talked about in the morning when you get up, you have to choose your attitude. It's like pulling what shirt am I going to wear today out of the closet. And I'm going to choose my attitude today, and I have to understand that I'm the only one who can really set my own attitude, regardless of anything that might be going on around me that could be negative or could sway me. Ultimately, I'm the one making the decision on what kind of day I'm going to have. And am I going to be a positive influence on other people, or am I going to be a detractor from people? And I'd much rather give something of myself than to take away from somebody, because that always leaves me feeling a little bit, you know, even if it's accidental. Oh man, did I make that person feel bad? I need to follow up. I need to check and make sure. So it's much easier if you make that conscientious choice right off the bat that I'm going to be somebody who's outgoing and willing to help and look like somebody who can help. Do you guys find yourself in stores sometimes where people come up to you like, hey, can you help me find something? Because you look like somebody who's nice and would probably be helpful. That's what we're looking for.
Right. Or just, can't, you know, it's trying to reach the top and then you're like, oh, let me get that. It doesn't take much at all, I think. But it makes you happy, I think, number one, because you felt like you were able to help in that moment. And that person is grateful, you know, that they're feeling happy. And they walk away wanting to pass on that doing good.
That's right.
You know,
you made a positive impact on somebody's day. And it does make you feel better whenever you walk away and you know that you've done something nice.
Yes.
And like I said, you know, even just a nice hello. And sometimes whenever you say hello to someone, it really starts up a conversation and you learn a lot about people that you didn't know, maybe something they were going through, and just them talking to you has made them feel better.
Very
you know,
true.
Just you Very just true. You never That's know what you're point. As you're going throughout your day.
Yeah. I had a question asked of me at the Women's Professional Summit that we had here a few weeks ago. We were doing a presentation on economic diversification and kind of the rebranding of Farmington. Tanya Stinson was there with me, and the question was asked, you know, what is the city doing to try and attract new businesses, or what is the city trying to do to make this a great place to live? And you know, these are all big, broad questions, and there's a lot, you know, a lot into it, but I brought it back down just to the very rudimentary component of it. You know, so much of we make a choice of where we're going to live. There's a lot of things that go into that. It could be, well, this is where I'm going to work, or maybe this is a place that I feel safe. This is a place that has good schools for my kids. This is a place that has clean streets and parks and all those things. And those are things, that, of course, that we're working on as a city of Farmington. But really, it's a community to me is a place where we share those common values and those common understandings of of what a good life looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge for us is to truly accept and acknowledge that we are ambassadors for the places that we live. And mm-hmm. when we are those people who are espousing these positive characteristics of citizenship and compassion, consideration, courtesy, inclusiveness, kindness, respect, responsibility, sincerity, and tolerance. I mean, in and of itself, those characteristics, people who are doing those things, those are the people you want to hang out with,
mm-hmm.
right? Those are people that make you feel good about yourself and are probably building great businesses and they're doing great service and they probably have good kids too. I'm mm-hmm. just, you know, and that's where
yeah,
you want to
be. Yeah, those are the
people
you want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the people you influence, you know, and, you know, whom you learn from, I think, at the end of the day.
But as you said, it starts with you, mm-hmm. you know, before it can go outward here. But
right.
I think, I think we have a great community.
We have a great community. I must say, so just like you said, we moved here because of the job, but we're staying because we love this community. And I can honestly speak for ourselves. This is our home now because we've chosen Farmington as being a welcoming and, you know, with good people and good businesses. And I think there are relationships that are not there in a bigger city, because in a big city you get lost, and some people prefer that. I understand
that. That's true.
That.
Yeah.
But I think for myself personally, I like to have human connections, and Farmington gives that to me, I think, you know. So,
you know, we're always trying to create ways too for people to connect, and the Chamber of Commerce, for example, I use them as an example. I've been a part of that group for a long time. The business after hours events they do to try and bring, mm-hmm. you know, business owners and really just people together. You can bring friends if you want, and that way they can network and they connect. The Farmington Coffees that we've been hosting, that the Chamber's helped push, and welcome to Farmington Coffees. I think they've changed the name. Sherry, is it Welcome to Farmington?
I think it is Welcome to Farmington.
And the idea behind those...
Yeah, the morning coffee.
Yeah, is to attract, is to bring people that are new to the community mm-hmm. and bring them to a place where they could meet all sorts of different people, and people mm-hmm. have been here for a long time, people have just moved here, but make connections that, you know, go broader than just their computer screens or their work or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, even from the Community Relations Commission, I know you guys are a part of events, and you're out there in the community talking and doing those things, but we're also looking at doing some forums.
We have done two forums in the past, and one of them was the undocumented victims of crime with the Farmington Police Department, and then the other one was police encounters with individuals that were experiencing a mental crisis, and we are discussing planning another one, possibly in April, another forum, and then we'll come out with, we're deciding the subject of that one.
Yeah, I mean, these community conversations, you know, you want the scope of whatever that topic may be to be broad and to be inclusive of a lot of different, you know, ideas and opinions and things, because we all experience life in certain ways, and, you know, it'd be interesting to, and I know one of the ideas that you're tossing around, though, deals with volunteering, isn't
volunteering,
it?
Volunteering in the community, because, you know, especially since COVID, a lot of people don't go out and volunteer and participate in those things. And I know, you know, during COVID, we didn't do a lot of things, but lots of the nonprofits still need that. So that's going to be one of the discussions, possibly.
Sure. We are facing a number of challenges, you know, obviously across the globe, but specific to our local community, things that I have big concerns about when it comes to jobs and our economy and things of that nature. 2023 could possibly be more challenging than 2022.
Mm-hmm.
There are certainly people out there predicting that. The need for people to volunteer, that means that just ramps up.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're talking about volunteering, we're not just talking about volunteering in city commissions, but we're talking about volunteering for nonprofits like Echo Food Bank,
mm-hmm.
Where we know the need for food is going to grow. It certainly is there now, but having people who are willing to, you know, bring their group, bring themselves, and go out there and deliver these boxes of food to the lines of people who are coming in, that's a huge need. The donation of monies to those organizations so they can provide nourishment, also very critical. Boys and Girls Club, I think, serves 500 lunches or meals a day during the summertime for kids who are there while their parents are at work. I mean, these, you know, all these things are requirements, and they're going to grow over these next few years. What other areas of volunteering
The senior center, I would say, is a huge one, especially with the Meals on Wheels and more seniors being at home, mm-hmm. probably because of COVID. And I know that was probably a little more stagnated.
And the daily bread, because they serve lunch 11 to 1 Monday through Friday, and I know that they need volunteers.
Mm-hmm. I know also the library needs volunteers as well.
Sure.
Because they run some kind of technology programs, and if you can, you know, it's not a long time. I really think if you just have a couple of hours a week even, you know, just go out there and volunteer, I think that's really the message.
You know, as you discuss the Echo Food Bank, they do need people to go down there and pack those boxes too.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. So people need
they
that.
They got the backpack program coming up for our kids mm-hmm. when they go home for winter break. They pack the backpacks full of food, send the kids home with them, and so those, that's an important part.
Yeah. The frontline mission also, they need people to pack boxes and carry food out to vehicles.
And I think if you go, I want to say the United Way has, because during COVID, we created the I Want to Help kind of hotline. If you were wanting to find a way to give volunteering money, whatever the case may be, you could go to the United Way, and there was a, you know, how can I help? And then there was also the other alternative side of that, which was I need help. Mm-hmm. So I still think the United Way is running that. And we're going to have them on a segment here soon, just to, you know, before we get into Christmas, and have them talk about things that are going on there. But that's just a great way. It's a clearinghouse. If you're looking for help, assistance, or if you want to give help, I think the United Way is a great place to start, because they kind of cover, kind of canvas all the nonprofits mm-hmm. In this area. But certainly, what I would say for this, for volunteering was the first way that I really truly got engaged with what the community, who we are as a community, the really strong personalities and people that are every day out there who are passionate, that are, you know, making these things happen, and made me want to be even more involved. And I think that's the part that, you know, kind of filled my cup, is seeing that, man, these people really do want to make a difference. How can I be a part of that group? Because I'm on that same wavelength. So I certainly encourage it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That would be a good forum.
I think so too. I think we'll it check would on be. That. It's and you know, and our forums are really good, because then you can get to know the resources in the area while you're at the forum, and as we talk about it, is a good way to get out and get to know what's going on in our communities.
Excellent. What else?
Well, we do have two open positions on the CRC that maybe we can mention at the same time, because, you know, these are voluntary positions. And so if there's anyone interested in the community, I guess.
What does that commitment look like? Since you all have been on the commission for a few years, I mean, people would ask, you know, what is that? You know, I have a busy life. We all have busy lives. So mm-hmm. what does the CRC time commitment look like?
It's very reasonable. I think it's only it's just one time a month that we meet, the first Monday of the month is when we meet, and then beyond that, when we have something going on, let's say we do this forum in April, then we'd have to meet a little bit more often. Just on in groups is what I would think. But you get your voice out there, your perspective out there, I think, by joining the CRC Commission. I think it's valuable.
So we got a couple positions open, and we are in the midst of doing some strategic planning as well for what these different community conversations look like and how we promote civility first. Again, let me reiterate, we want to catch people doing things right, so let's, you know, use the mayor at fmtn.org. is a place for you to send those feedbacks. And we'd love to recognize people at our city council meetings, recognize them at the Community Relations Commission meetings, just taking the time to celebrate the good things happening here. But I think that's, you know, kind of the role that the CRC plays. I also think if there's organizations out there, if you're watching this, you would like to partner with the Community Relations Commission, and I think there's endless opportunities to do that. We want to sow the seeds of goodness and positive human relations. This is a great place to tie yourself to.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you.
This was fun.
Yeah. We'll have you back on again and talk more about the CRC, especially as we get closer to these forums. It'd be good to talk about kind of what we see as that vision. But I appreciate you taking time out of your day, and I hope you have a fantastic holiday season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You do the same. Yeah.
Absolutely. And thank you for joining us here. We hope you learned a lot about the CRC, kind of what it means to be an ambassador, to take those traits of civility first. How do you put them out into the world? And we know it starts with you. And hope you took something away today. We hope you enjoy the holidays as well. It's my favorite time of year. And we'll see you here next time on the Mayor's Table.